It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. There's an adult nature camp in Preston County that has been meeting for 90 years. Educators there say it provides important opportunities to appreciate some critical things in life we often overlook.
You can't stay conscious any more than 4 minutes without the air we breathe. You know, you think, oh, my toothbrush is really important. I got to brush my teeth every morning, which is good. That's not a bad thing. But, you know, you don't think about the air.
We'll have that story coming up in a few minutes. This is West Virginia Morning. Having a new baby can be difficult under the best circumstances, let alone while struggling with substance use disorder. A new program may help that. Eric Douglas has more.
The HOPE program at West Virginia Health Right in Charleston is set up to provide assistance for mothers struggling with addiction recovery for the first 24 months after they deliver. The program includes medical-assisted therapy, substance use disorder services, family planning, and health education. It also provides medical care for the mothers, along with a place for their children to play and be cared for while the mother receives these services.
All the things that we can do to help increase the likelihood that they'll stay clean and decrease the strain on the foster care system in West Virginia.
HealthRight CEO Angie Settle explains that this program helps fill a gap in the care for those struggling with addiction.
You know, a lot of times with recovery, you know, they go through the program or they'll go through rehab and then they send them outpatient and they're almost set up to fail because a lot of times they go back where they came from without support, and I see having a baby as an even higher risk place for that.
Settle's message for mothers who find themselves in the position of struggling with addiction while caring for a newborn baby is to seek help.
We're not here to judge. We just want to help them through that. And the main thing is to stay the course and, you know, and keep at it.
State Senator Ron Stallings attended the HOPE program open house. He is also a physician. For him, caring for the mothers is a way to ensure that their children have everything they need to grow up to be successful.
We're doing some real innovation here in West Virginia. Huntington here at HealthRight in Charleston, Martinsburg Initiative. There's just a lot of good things going on. And again, we're going to try to follow the data, research, try to tweak whatever we need to do. But we do know that we absolutely have to invest in this early phase of someone's life in order to amp them up so that they'll be able to learn.
Organizers hope the program will be able to serve between 75 to 100 women each year. If the model proves successful, Settle and supporters would like to see the HOPE program expand to other regions in the state as well. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Douglas in Charleston.
Lawmakers in Charleston gaveled in Monday for a special session to address three bills requested by Governor Jim Justice. While the Senate quickly moved on all three measures, activity in the House left one of the bills to go by the wayside. In a late afternoon floor sessions, senators suspended a constitutional rule requiring bills to be read on three separate days and quickly passed all of the legislation proposed by the governor. Those bills deal with bringing DUI expungements into compliance with federal law, bonding and debt obligations related to the Roads to Prosperities program, and a tourism development tax credit. The House suspended rules and passed the DUI expungement measure as well as the road bonding bill. But the lower chamber effectively punted on the extending the deadline to apply for the tourism tax credit. Applications that tourism tax credit end on December 31st. At least 2 million people in the U.S. don't have access to clean drinking water or flushing toilets, according to a new report. As Brittany Patterson explains, that includes some rural communities in the Ohio Valley.
The report released Monday was put together by two nonprofits, Dig Deep and the U.S. Water Alliance. The groups enlisted the help of researchers from Michigan State University to use census data to figure out how many people around the country don't have working taps or toilets. Appalachia is among the six hotspots identified in the report. For decades, some communities have struggled with crumbling water infrastructure. In Mile Branch, McDowell County, West Virginia, residents are not connected to a water system. Instead, they collect water from streams or other natural sources, which can be unsafe. Radhika Fox is CEO of the U.S. Water Alliance. She says more federal and private investment is needed to deal with the country's water access crisis.
We need to honor communities that live in rural America.
The report also highlighted two groups in the Ohio Valley that could be models for providing drinking water. They include the Five Loaves and Two Fishes Food Bank in West Virginia and Redbird Mission in Kentucky. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:49. Mostly cloudy skies today. There's a chance of rain with highs in the 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight. Still a slight chance of rain with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the 40s. Support for the weather forecast is provided by Yeager Airport CRW, West Virginia's gateway to the world. More at YeagerAirport.com. We're hearing stories this week that explore the benefits of going outside. People from all over the state and region converged in Terre Alta, West Virginia, earlier this year to celebrate 9 decades of Mountain Nature Camp. It's a camp where adults go to study pristine Appalachian corners of the world. Many folks came to celebrate community and traditions that have been going on since 1929. But also to get their nature fix, which Glennis Board reports more and more research say is critical for both human health and maybe even life on the planet.
This summer, campers from all over the region made special trips to Terre Alta to celebrate the 90th year of Mountain Nature Camp.
As far as I know, and I've been told this, this is the oldest running nature program for adults in the country.
Mary Gray started as a camper in the 1980s, and now she's camp director.
It's a program that lets adults come and be kids again. We do nature study, we go on bird walks, we sit around the campfire and sing songs.
The camp property is in a forested grove outside of the small, very rural town of Terre Alta. A larger wooden structure with a kitchen and a mess hall stands next to some shelters and a bathhouse. They're all clustered at the edge of a small lake among mixed hardwoods, ferns, and wildlife. It's the base camp. Most days are spent traveling to unique and protected ecological spots nearby, like Blackwater Falls, Dolly Sods, or the Cranesville Swamp. Today, though, campers are rolling in and pulling up chairs and stools in front of the main building, passing around photo albums, and sharing memories.
Who are you?
You made my tag in 1993. Don't you remember me?
I don't go back that far.
Don Altimus came in from Cleveland for the 90th celebration. He first started coming to camp in 1947 and for many years was a lead naturalist teaching many classes.
Now, do you remember when Billy got stuck in the mud here?
Well, she was always stuck in the mud.
Altimus is retired now, but for years he kept a day job as a naturalist in Cleveland. He says he's always found West Virginia to be an ideal place to study and teach about the natural world.
West Virginia, as a natural history state, is one of the most fascinating ones in the eastern United States.
Altimus explains that since Preston County sits 2,700 feet above sea level, the winters get really cold while summers are still very hot, creating a lot of ecological variety. There's so many things to learn about, piled on top of each other in every direction, that he calls mountain camp the ultimate classroom.
In nature, if you don't see anything interesting, look closer. And there's a lot of look closer things around here.
Mountain camp costs $350 a week, with some scholarships available. It's operated since it was founded in 1929 through an organization called Ogilvie Institute. Environmental Education Director Molly Check explains that expert naturalists like Altamus might be the key to the camp's longevity.
Really, for the last 90 years, the teachers that come in to teach these classes, whether it's on ornithology or botany or any other subject matter, they really are the experts in their field. And I think that's why Mountain Nature Camp has lasted as long as it has and also remains relevant.
Today, one of those experts is Bill Beatty. He's the lead naturalist here at Mountain Nature Camp as we sit right at the edge of Terra Alta Lake, a several-acre body of water nestled into the high altitudes of Preston County. I pointed to a couple of plants around us, all which he quickly identifies, adding facts about how the plants can be used or roles they've played throughout history.
So, is there anything around you that you don't know the name for?
Wait a second. Just looking right here, I can't see anything that I don't know, but that doesn't mean I know everything, because we could go out and start exploring and we'd find things I don't know.
To be fair, Beatty's whole career from college until now has been nature related, and he's been coming to Mountain Camp since 1972. He comes to study nature, but also for peace of mind.
When, you know, we're sitting here looking across this lake, you know, and there, you don't see a single person or anything associated with people, no dwellings, no buildings, anything, no towers. Mm-hmm. And there aren't many places you can go and see that. And I've had students when I taught at a university who were inner city, and they're very uncomfortable in this situation.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's very foreign to them because they've never experienced this kind of thing. But yet, we're learning through studies that this is the kind of thing that people need to be healthier.
Beatty is referring to any of dozens of peer-reviewed studies that have been published over the last 40 years that share findings related to the effects of viewing and experiencing natural settings. Benefits like lowered blood pressure, pulse rate, and the stress hormone cortisol, as well as elevated moods and higher serotonin production, also known as the happy chemical. Researchers have also discovered that people today typically spend about 90% of our time indoors or in a car, which can be dangerous, not only because of physical inactivity, which contributes to a host of life-shortening health problems, but also because of exposure to indoor air pollutants. Fortunately, Beatty points out, going outside is often a cheap and easy remedy. He says it's good for our health. And maybe the planet, too.
We have to get people to understand how valuable this is. And what I mean by value is you can't stay conscious any more than 4 minutes without the air we breathe. You know, you think, oh, my toothbrush is really important. I've got to brush my teeth every morning, which is good. That's not a bad thing. But, you know, you don't think about the air.
Education Director Molly Check agrees.
There's 7 billion plus people that live on Earth, and I think everyone's aware of the different environmental problems that we face as a species. Whether you're going to talk about climate change or conserving water resources, there are a lot of challenges that lie ahead of us.
Check says the best way to overcome those challenges is to gather a group of people who are very passionate about the Earth and motivated to solve those problems. And she says Mountain Camp tends to produce those types.
And you're not necessarily going to care about those problems or even know about them unless you have that firsthand experience and have made some kind of a personal connection. The campers that are here would likely lay down their lives to save this little place in West Virginia and also, by extension, the natural world.
Check says Mountain Nature Camp continues to attract campers who come year after year, as well as expert naturalists and regular newcomers who rotate through each year. It takes place every June in Preston County for 2 weeks. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Terra Alta.
The most recent episode of Inside Appalachia looks at a variety of youth outdoor education programs throughout the region. You can find it online at wvpublic.org or wherever you get your podcasts. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.